today. I know the Holy Spirit's been speaking it to him, and I know whatever will come out of his mouth, I know it will be from the Lord, and he will guide us. He will give us the words we need, so we're going to live life victoriously. Amen? And I just want to tell you, you know, when I saw the topic, you know, he sent me the sermon last night, and well, the outline, you know, and the message he will talk about today is thankful with a grateful heart. And I know it's going to be a powerful message, because here's the thing. I remember when I was in my 20s, I just graduated from high school. I got a job at the rehab hospital. And I got to tell you, you know, sometimes when you're at that age, you want things perfect. You know, you want everything to be flowing bountifully in your life. And I remember, you know, even though I got a job, I know God provided it for me. And it seems like things were going well with me. Still, I was not satisfied. And it really seemed like, you know, things weren't going my way. And I got to tell you, I remember telling my brother, you know, sometimes I feel really depressed. You know, Walton, I told him, and I actually told my doctor this too. So I actually went to my pastor at that time. I went to my cousin's church, and I went to him every week, and I kind of told him, you know, why I was feeling sad and all this. And he says, Ben, you got so much to be thankful for. And so I was like, yeah. And then he told me, okay, I want you to take a piece of paper. We're going to write down what you are thankful for. And I remember I sat right in front of him, and I couldn't write anything. I was like, I don't know, Pastor. I don't know what I'm thankful for. And he said, really, Ben, there's so much to be thankful for. So he told me, go home, pray, and he says, look within your heart, and you're going to find out there are so many things to be thankful for. And I remember I went home and said, oh, okay, I'll do this. And I kind of sat in the corner, you know, of my room, and I kind of started to pray. And I asked God, okay, Lord, just show me, Lord, in my heart, what am I thankful for? You know, it's, what am I thankful for from you? And as I really sought the Holy Spirit, I meditated on his word. I just started writing down things that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful from the job that I have, thankful for my parents, thankful that I have a roof over my head, and all these things. And I got so many things to write down. And I praise God, you know, that as he showed it to me, I realized, you know what, sometimes we take it for granted, you know, the things that we are thankful for, because we think, well, maybe I don't really have that much to be thankful for. But you really look within your heart, you realize God has blessed you in so many ways. Amen. And I got to tell you, I know my brother's got a powerful message to share today. So why don't we go, let's go call my brother up. We're going to stretch a hand towards him, and we're going to pray for him as he's going to speak from the word of God. Let's pray. Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord, for my brother Omar, knowing that as he shares your scriptures today, Father, I know, Lord, truly we have so much to be thankful for. And I know, Father, as your word is spoken, let every word that come out of his mouth will be more than inspiring, more than powerful. It'll be something that will touch the inner core of our hearts as we realize your words are that mighty. It's all that we desire, Lord, as we give this time fully into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray all these things. And all my brothers and sisters say, amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Okay. Well, well, well. Okay. Good morning. Good morning. My Ohana, my family. Sorry. Good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. Correction. Good afternoon, my family. Aloha. The usual aloha, right? Yeah. I'm excited about my message today because I'm going to be talking about how thankful and grateful we are for the things that we have and the things to happen when we walk with the Lord. Yeah? We walk with the Lord. I'll tell you what. Okay. Let me get something here. How often in a given day do you say thank you? Just purely thank you, Lord. How often in a given day? Yeah. Amen to that. Yeah. You know, let me tell you one time. When somebody almost hits you when you're driving your car, yeah, you say, oh, thank you. It didn't happen. You're grateful for that, right? How about when you wake up in the morning? Gee, man, when you wake up in the morning, when you don't have inclination or motivation that God is God, that Jesus Christ is your Lord, that he is walking with you all day. Yeah, he's going to walk with you, right? So, my wife and me, I could relate to that. Yeah. We're just thankful every day. We're praying together most of the time. And every chance we can say thanks, we say it. Yeah. We're just thankful. We're just very thankful. And, you know that we've experienced in our life the inevitable. Prayers were answered in my life, and you guys were part of it. We're so grateful for that, you know. And her ordeal, remember, her miracle heart and kidney transplant was 2 years ago, honey. Yeah? Oh, believe you me. I believe God still going to be with us all the way. And to you guys too, whatever your challenges you're facing in your life, yeah? Let us pray first, okay? Let's pray. Let's bow our heads. Father God, we are so thankful, Lord, and grateful that you love us so much, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that you gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to give us his life for us, Lord, for the remissions of our sins and the hope that you're giving us, Lord, and our future with you. We are blessed, Father, to be that you're in our lives right now. Please remind us, Lord, remind us that to be always thankful and grateful in everything, no matter what. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone says, amen. 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 Well, today, my sermon title is entitled Thankful with a Grateful Heart. Yep. Just being here to listen to the word, we'll learn from it. It's a blessing, and we're grateful for that, you know. Sometimes I wonder how many people really are sincere, you know, and thankful and grateful. I just wonder sometimes. And sometimes in our life, we're not really as grateful as we ought to be, and we don't express it as we ought to express it, right? Sometimes. You know, expressing thanksgiving and gratitude to him is very important to God. It should be the number one list that we do every day. Imagine this. Every single day, when you wake up, I still can see. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, we can still hear. Imagine that. We can still walk normally, yeah? And we can still eat the food that we want to eat, right? So why not just say, thank you, Lord, every morning and during the day. Thank you. And some people, you know, they might say, oh, is that what all you want to say, just thank you? Oh, you're dumb, right? As for me, I really want to say thank you all the time. When there's something good comes my way, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. It's just a norm for me to say that. I hope you guys say that too, you know. But if there's something hurting in my life, well, I would still say thank you. Yeah, knowing that there's a reason to that, you know. And I'm going to trust him and pray and hear. I hope he hear me and heal me. Yeah. Is that an amen? You can pray. You know, okay. Just say, thank you, Lord. And you rebuke the devil. Because that's a culprit, yeah? You say, Lord, you are the one in charge, not this bad guy, not this bad schemes this guy is giving me, you know? That should be our passion and our heart's desire to say that, you know? Well, thanksgiving and gratitude, we should be teaching our children that. Actually, at the very early stage in their life. You know, right now, my wife and me were enjoying our 4-year-old granddaughter. Well, I'm back to the daddy-father mode. Teaching time is back, you know. And it's awesome, you know. She calls Grandma Yoya. She calls me Papa. Ooh, awesome. It's just amazing to see her and watch her grow. Believe you me, it's amazing. It's a gift of God, an act of love, a gift from God. And we're so grateful that we're waiting for the babysitting time, you know. I know that you guys can relate to that too when your children was growing. Yeah, you had your time and watched their growing years, right? Isn't that amazing? Being a parent and then someday somehow you're going to be grandparents. Yep. So how do we express thanksgiving and gratefulness to God today? That's a question I want to ask you guys. We started again this morning worshiping, singing songs. We prayed. We hear the word now. We might eat later on. And then we fellowship. And again, once every week we come here and worship service. Yeah. But the truth of the matter, you know, guys, the truth of the matter is every day at your house, you should be worshiping and thanking God, you know, whatever way you and the Lord see fit to do it. You know, worshiping and being thankful and grateful starts at home, yeah? With your spouse, with your family, whoever you are with, you know. We have many privileges and time that we enjoy, and we should evoke continuous thanksgiving and gratefulness, right? Every day, amen? Let's take a look at the notes. Yeah, take your notes out. So here in the Old Testament, I pick up the psalmist, King David, Psalms 92, 1 to 5. You can read it together. Ready? Go. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and faithfulness every night on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your word. I will triumph in the works of your hand. O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. See that? Yes. It is good to give thanks. And we sing praises. We sing songs before we hear the word. Beautiful. Your loving kindness, declaring it in the morning. And then the faithfulness every night. It's a beautiful, I don't know, this is convicting, phrase or scripture that King David said. I'll put it in here. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. You know, in Israel, well, let's go back to the olden times. Israel at the time, God had taken them out of Egypt, right? Down Mount Sinai. They got the law, and then through Moses, and then in the wilderness. You know what they did? They made mistakes. They complained a lot. You know, they disobeyed God, you know, praising and worshiping some other gods. 40 years spent life in the wilderness. If you read the first books of the Old Testament, the first five books, the law, especially Leviticus. Oh, God, I can agree to you that it's like sort of a boring thing to read that if you don't understand what's going on, you know, and what God did during that time. So, but, you know, this one, God specifically have a detailed descriptions and warnings if they violated them. So God uses sacrifices, offerings and thanksgivings and the law he gave in order to teach them. Yeah? In order to teach them. So one of the things he wanted to teach him was to give thanksgiving, being grateful and thankful. So what did they do? They offered thanksgiving sacrifices every morning and every evening. He wanted them to be reminded that he was God and that they have to honor him as God. Yeah, that they were to depend upon him because he was the source of what they had and to everything that they do. Yep, God has a specific reason for that thanksgiving sacrifice. Let's see what the psalmist said again, King David, on Psalms 50:23. Those who sacrifice thanksgiving offerings honors me, and to the blameless I will show my salvation. Powerful, yeah? Thankful hearts still honors God when you say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I praise you and thank you. What you do is actually honoring him. Yeah? Honoring our Lord. Honoring him as the source of the blessing, what it might be in your life. Yep. But right now, nowadays, there's no more burning of animals or so. No need to have that sacrifice thing. Being just thankful and grateful is good enough, yeah? Well, at home, you may have your incense or candle lighted up when you have your prayer time in your altar as often as you want, or on Sabbath or Sabbath day. You can still do the incense or whatever candle, yeah? So let me give you five specific things that why you should be thankful and grateful. It's in your notes. The first one, let's take a look at that. Be thankful that our eternal destination is secure. You know where that is, right? That's in heaven. That's where our final home. We are temporary resident here in this earth. Someday, somehow, we'll be up there with God in heaven. Amen? Let's read the 1 Peter 1, verses 3 to 4. This is New Living Translation. Ready? Read it. Ready? Go. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of decay. Ooh, final destination. What you going to have there? Eternal life, right? You're going to have eternal life. Eternal life is not a matter of chance, my brothers and sisters. It is a choice. Eternal life is a choice. You have to build it up. Your faith grows every day as long as you are in line with the Word of God. Yeah. The choices we make between principles and preferences. I think I preached on you about this a few years back. The choices we make between principles and preferences are those that dictate our lives, where we're going, right? You know, the worst thing that happens in a person's life, if he who don't have right choices, he fails. Yeah? And that this person has no faith at all, and have no personal relationship with God. That's sad, yeah? It is this great mercy and love of Christ that we are so thankful and grateful when we ask and him for, you know, everything, and we walk with him. As believers, we are secured where we are going, right? Yes, with the Lord someday. That's our final destination. By the way, we're surely going to miss Pastor Welton, bro, and his family. They're awesome. They've been here for a couple of weeks, and Pastor Welton was able to preach several times, and it was a blessing. Joe, yeah, his son, was able to help us, you know, lead the worship here for 1 month. It's really a blessing. And last week, it was timely that they were here to celebrate with us, you know, the life of their mom, Mama Yoen, yeah? Bless her soul. Bless her soul. And surely we know where she is now, brother. She's with the Lord in heaven. Amen. Rejoicing eternal life. See? Mama Yoen is rejoicing eternal life up there in heaven. Mama Yoen was a devoted follower of Christ. Do you know that? He goes to his own church, Chinese church. Praise the Lord. That's what you say. Thank you, Jesus. Yep. God has a purpose for each one of us. Imagine Mama Ewan's life. How many pastors? Two pastors. Pastor Walton, Pastor Ben, and we are one of them here. And we have open door now. See that purpose thing in life? Oh, amazing. That leads us to number two. Be thankful and grateful that we have a purpose for living. Papa Ewan and Mama Ewan. Purpose, maybe one of their purposes was to have their children being pastors right now. Spreading the word. Can you believe that? Again, I'm proud. I'm blessed to have Pastor Ben with us. We have open door here right now. Small with a big heart. Church. Yep. Look at this, Ephesians 20, what Paul says. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Hallelujah, man. I know God only knows that someday, somehow, we might have the two pastors together here. Is that a big amen? I'm praying for that someday. I've been telling Walton, we must hear, hey, someday, somehow, maybe the Lord will lead you here. Will we be convicted? The calling will be here. Going to be a big Pastor Yowens brothers. I haven't heard of a pastor church, two brothers in a row. I don't know. When was that? We are unique, one of a kind. Yeah, the psalmist again say, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. You guys, each one of us, you have been created to make a kingdom contribution. Each one of us has a purpose in our lives, yeah. Present yourself a living sacrifice to God. You have a purpose for living, bro. When we thank him, it motivates us to look for his purposes in everything that he allows in our life. We are part of the body of Christ, open door. His spirit is in us, and he wants us to prosper us, not to harm us. Yeah, the Jeremiah, always giving us the hope in the future. And one of our purpose is to share this hope and blessing to the people around us. Amen. That's our purpose for living, evangelize and share the gospel. God prepares us for this, and he gave his word for us to use it and share the goodness. And that leads us to number three. Be thankful and grateful for God's roadmap, the Bible, for successful living. Amen. Basic instructions of life before leaving earth. This is the human owner's manual. Basic instruction before leaving earth. Basic instruction before our final destination. Hallelujah. Again, another convicting word from the psalmist, King David. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalms 119:105. It is that when you accepted the Lord as your Savior, you start to know him. When you constantly read the Bible, yeah, understand it, and apply it in your life. Take a look at what Paul says, when we accept Christ and you're a believer and a follower of Christ, and I hope you are. A lot of people are, we have a website here. I will talk to them later on. But look what Paul says here. Being confident of this, it's in your note, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. That's again going to our eternal destination, final destination. As believers, we continue to persevere. We get to know him more. Of course, more of him, less of us, yeah? And that's why we need to read God's word daily. That's very, very, very important. This is the way of life for Christians, and we are blessed to have this, you guys, the Bible. Daily norm. You got to have devotion with this Bible. You got to read this. Yep. Take a look at what American evangelist D.L. Moody says here. The scriptures were not given to increase our knowledge, but to change our lives. Yeah. Yep, it will give you wisdom, of course. There's no doubt about that. But you can, with the change of life, you can let go of the past. We have so in our lives, each one of us, you have life's journey that we can say, hey, let go of that past. We forget it. Forgive and forget, right? Charge it to bad or sad experience, whatever you may call it. It's the worldly life before. No more. Remember, God is in control. That will bring us to number four. Be thankful and grateful that God is in control of our lives. And look at Isaiah here. For as the heavens, it's in your notes, for the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Oh. We must not view, listen to this, this is very clear. We must not view God through our difficulties. Instead, we must view our difficulties through God. Yeah? We must not view God through our difficulties. Instead, we must view our difficulties through God. Like I can assume, and I myself included, there's a lot of areas in our lives that we need to fix. And, we just have to believe God is in control of that. You got to fix it. You got to give, again, go to God. Give it all unto God. Because here, what Paul says here in Romans 8:28, we can read this together. Ready? Go. And we all know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who has been called according to his purpose. And you see that? If you give it all unto God, God is in control. His mercy is brand new. Remember, every morning. Yeah. Look at this. This is one guy, John Ruskin. The highest reward for a person's trials is not what they get for it, but what they become by it. Testing of our faith, right? Trials, sufferings, temptations, diseases are testing our faith. And when you give it all to God and you never lose your faith, God answers your prayers. Amen? And when God answers our prayers, we rejoice and shout, praise the Lord. Yeah. Thank you with a grateful heart. God is good. All the time, God is good. But remember, God is also in control all the time. We got to believe that. And lastly, this is my last nugget here. Be thankful and grateful that God accepts us just the way we are. Just the way you are. That sounds familiar? Billy Joel and Bruno Mars? I love you just the way you are. How about amazing, just the way you are? Oh, Bruno Mars. Sinners. We are all sinners, but with a, brother, repentant heart. Nobody is exemption there. Every one of us sinners. But if you know and you accept God, and if you repent, you got to be a changed person. Look at this. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Is that an amen? You're all sinners. I love you just the way you are. It's amazing just the way you are. You're one of a kind, right? The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. 1 Samuel 6:7 here. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Is that an amen? Yep. Whatever your situation in life is, whether you're in prosperity or adversity, diversity, the Lord is waiting for you. The Lord is waiting for you right now. If you haven't accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, the right time is now. Like what I said, we are already on the, we have a website. A lot of people out there may be listening to me right now on watching. I encourage you, please, to call. Pastor Ben has a phone on the website, or we can write us. Pastor Ben can pray a sinner's prayer for you on the online. Yeah, we're reaching out throughout the world, not just here. We're a small church, but Brother Jim is really doing a good job, you know, putting us all the video and our messages are online. See, I encourage you here. God's process of acceptance happens not just once, not just today. It's daily. Yeah, it's daily. God's arms are wide open like this, daily. Just say, Lord, here I am, your servant. Choose him to be the Lord of your life. He will never forsake you and leave you. Amen? Now, how about this? It's a good thing to delight in the Lord, but how much more enjoyable life is when we realize that the Lord delights in us, when we are thankful with a grateful heart. Amen? Awesome. Amen. Yeah. Bottom verse. Look at your notes. But let's read it together. But we are bound to give thanks to God always, brothers beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Oh, powerful. You are bound to give thanks always, because from the beginning, God chose us already. He knows us inside out, the numbers of our hair. Through sanctification, to be sanctified, you know, it is a growing thing with the Spirit in us and our belief in the truth that God is God, that we are in line with the Word every day. Being thankful and grateful to God gives us continuous awareness that we are walking in His presence, you know, which contribute to living a godly life. Yeah? This is His will for every single of us. Will. This is will. My brother will. This is will for every single of us. Being thankful and grateful to God keeps us continually reminded of who He is and His position as God in our life. And when we give thanks to Him, it energizes us. Yep. Physically, mentally, spiritually, in every single way. Praise the Lord, brother. We wrap it up. Three things. We are thankful because the first one, it's good to give thanks to the Lord. Yep. We are thankful and grateful because God has a final destination for us. We're just temporary here. And it's secured out there in heaven. Amen? We are thankful and grateful that our purpose for living, spread the word. My brother Millie is ready for his microphone to evangelize. We'll be thankful and grateful that we have this Bible. This is very important. Sometimes I say, this is my American Express. Never leave home without it, which is true. My Bible is always in my car, whether I read it or not, but most of the time I convicted, read it, at least open it, you know. Be thankful and grateful that God is always in control of our lives, right? And above all, anything else, be thankful that God is open, has an open door to everyone, no exemption. He accepts every one of us, sinners as we are, but sinners with a repentant heart. Amen? Amen. God bless you, my friends. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the message. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. What a powerful message that was. And we realize, right, there is great power when you have a grateful heart. And you know, it's when we kind of start to think of the things that maybe are in our lives that maybe are not going our way. You know, when we start to focus on the negative things, that's when we're not going to have a thankful heart. And that's why it's so important that as we fix our minds on Jesus, you know, automatically that thankfulness will come forth, you know. And I believe the more we just spend time with God in his word and just expressing this deep gratefulness to him, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be a happy camper. You know, you're not going to complain as much. You're going to realize, yeah, there is so much to be thankful for. And you know, I got to tell you, yesterday I had a discussion with my son, Benson, and I forgot to ask him if it's okay to share this. It's okay, right? Yeah, it's okay. but, you know, what happened was we were in the car, and it just so happened, you know, I said, Benson, I want to share something with you. And I told him, you know, I attended my friend's mom's funeral just last week. This week. And it so happened, right? My friend's mom died. She passed away the same day my mom passed away. And so they had the funeral. And what happened was, I remember one of my friend's brother, you know, gave the eulogy. And he said this. He said, you know, I realized, he said, I'm like 56 or 57 years old. And he says, I realized something when I got the call and they informed me that my mom had passed away, because his dad had passed away years ago, just like in the case of my situation. And he said, he realized he's now an orphan. And I kind of thought, wow, you know, he's a little older than me. I'm 53, almost 53 years old. And I kind of turned to Benson and I said, what is an orphan anyway, Benson? And so I looked at my phone. It says, a child whose parents had died. And I realized, well, I'm a child of my parents, you know. So I said, I looked at Benson. So, Benson, am I an orphan? And then I started kind of like, I'm an orphan. Good thing my boy has a lot of wisdom. He turned to me and said, Dad, you're a child of God. And I go, oh, yeah, you know? And, you know, I could have easily just gone down deeper and deeper. I would say, yeah, I'm an orphan. You know, I don't have my mom. But, you know, I'm a child of God. And God says he's a father to the fatherless. Amen? And he always will be our loving father. And we're never going to be an orphan because we belong to our Papa God. Amen? And so it's so important that we got to always look to his word. We got to look to Jesus at all times, because you know what? The devil, he's going to work overtime. He's always going to try to bring us down. He's going to try to get you to the point that you're no longer grateful to God. And we got to be careful of that, because that's how he works. And if he can get our minds and our hearts to be off of our Lord Jesus Christ, yeah, that's when we're going to start to complain. You're going to say, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that. How come he get? How come she get? How come I got nothing? And, you know, we're going to keep on doing that until our relationship with God will be greatly affected. So no matter what your situation is, no matter how much you think you have or you don't have, always be grateful, knowing that our Father, God's hand, is always upon us. Amen? And like my brother said here, you know, when you have a grateful heart, there always will be great joy. Amen? There will always be great peace. There always will be great love. Praise God. Why don't we go ahead and let's bow our heads, let's bow our hearts. Let's come before our Father in heaven. Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord, for this time. My brother just shared your word so powerfully. And your word has truly touched my heart, and I'm sure every heart that's in this room. And Father God, we realize, Lord, it is so important that each and every day that we have a grateful heart. Because if we just look upon our situation and our circumstance and we start to complain, Father, we're going to lose that spirit, that heart of gratefulness. And when that happens, we're just going to get deeper and deeper down where the very fact is we're not going to experience the fullness of your presence anymore. And Father, we desire you because we know, Lord, you tell us in your word that you never will fail us. That as we seek you, as we look to you, you will always provide for us. You will always give your very best as we trust in you, as we believe in you. And right now, with all our heads bowed, with all our hearts fully turned to you, Father, if there are truly any of us in here that can say, Lord, that we haven't been expressing gratitude towards you, that we've been complaining more than anything, Father, forgive us. Because, Lord, we know sometimes it's so easy to get into that mode. But, Father, we come with our minds and hearts fully submitted to you now. And help us, Lord, to always have a heart full of gratefulness. And if that's you, you're saying, yeah, that is me, but I'm going to turn things around, Lord. I'm going to have this spirit of gratitude. I'm going to have the attitude of gratitude so that each and every day I know I'm going to have great joy, great peace, and great love that is from you. And if this is your heart's desire, you're saying, yes, that's me, Lord. And I'm going to see to it that things will change, that I'm always going to be grateful to you. Can you just raise your hand right now so I can pray for you? Praise God. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, you put your hands down. Oh, let's pray. Father God, you've seen all the hands that were raised, but most importantly, it's the hearts. It's the hearts behind those hands saying, Lord, that is me. And I'm going to see to it that things will change because I want my heart to be fully submitted to you. I want you to take over my life completely so that each and every day I'm going to even realize my breath that I'm taking is something I should be thankful to you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for all my brothers and sisters that are here today. As we continue to give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord, let your holy presence just fill our lives. Because, Lord, our lives are all yours. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray all these things. And everyone says, amen.